All right, this is called One More Thing. It's actually three more things, but that's the name of the next few sessions. I want to look at music and new people that come to your church, new people in terms of new people that aren't coming to your church, but they could maybe if you somehow reach them with music. Matthew 28, Jesus, this is the last thing he said to his disciples. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I will be with you always to the end of the age. So that's the last thing Jesus said. We need to reach out. The whole point of human life going on is that all the people that God wants reached haven't been reached. And the end of the world won't happen until that happens. So that's really our task. I mean, we're here to worship God and praise God, but the job that we're here to do is to reach out. So how does the whole music program, if you're the music director, how does your music program and so how does that speak to this issue? How does it speak to the mission? New people to your church that are already Christians but do not know all your songs. So you got people coming, they're Christians already, they come to your church, but they don't know your songs. How many new songs can someone learn in a year? You know, I don't know, 10, 12? So people come to your church and they don't know any of your songs. How often do you need to hear a song before you can learn it? How can new people catch up in the song singing? So they come to your church, they hear four, five, six songs sung this Sunday, and they don't know any of them. And the next week they come again, and they hear another six songs, and they don't know any of those. Then the next week they come, and it's a whole another six songs, and they don't, you know, it's like, and then finally the fourth week they come, and you play one of the songs that you did the first week. So, I mean, how many years would you have to come to the church before you could finally, you know all these songs? New people to your church again. Maybe 12, how many songs? Maybe 12 to 15. Number two, you probably have to hear a song four or five times before you learn it. So you have to play it often. Well, how are you going to do that? Maybe radio, get people to listen to the Christian radio. So some of those are the songs that you do. At our church, we made scripture song CDs, so we gave them to the people. They could listen into their car and their home. We try to sing songs at every event that we have. We have special praise night. We have song services, you know, before the service. In other words, if you want people to catch up, new people, you have to have music and songs everywhere. If we only sing four or five songs once a week, new people are going to take years to finally catch up. You can make your own church song CD. I wish that everyone, you know, with the internet, I wish churches in some ways could have their own internet radio station. And you just put all the songs that you sing on that radio station. New person comes to your church and say, yeah, listen to this. And, you know, within 3, 4, 5 weeks, you know all of our songs. But this is a problem, I think, for every church. How do we catch people up? Well, how do you learn a new song? I want to teach you a song. I have I recorded one on my iPad. Is that what this is? I've got a song on my iPad, and I recorded it on a program that you can put many tracks. So I can record one track, and then I can listen to that track. Let's see. Okay. So I'm going to do a song. I'm going to show you how this works. I just hit record, and then I sing my song. We're going to learn this song. It goes like this. I think I have to start low. I will arise and go unto my Father. Okay, just try that part. I will arise and go unto my Father. Do you have it? Probably not. I will arise and go unto my Father. Father, then the next line, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned. And will say unto him, Father, I have sinned. So it's a little more difficult. Let's start from the beginning. I will arise and go unto my Father, and will say, so say is really high, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned. And then the next part is really high, and against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Try it from the beginning. I will arise and go unto my Father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned, and against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Okay, we'll do it one more time, and I'll record it. So I hit record, and it goes 2, 3, 1. I will arise and go unto my Father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned, and against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. I hit stop, and then I'm going to play it back, and I'm going to play it, and then I'm going to let this person, this me, and maybe you sing with this one, and try to sing along. I'll play it here, and then I'll add the other part. Oop. Hold it. Got to make it a lot louder than that. Let's see. Where's the button here? There we go. Here we go. So.
I will arise and go unto my Father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned, and against heaven and before thee,
and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned, and against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Now, we went over this probably 10, 11, 12 times, and you probably still are struggling with it. That's how long it takes to really learn a song, especially around where if other people are doing other things, and you have to sort of stick with it. So you have to think, it takes a while for people to learn a song, and so you have to have multiple occasions where you're singing songs. What do new people get out of our songs? That's another question. We sing these songs, and we sometimes sing about the Lamb of God. A new person doesn't know what that is. Some worship songs, you could switch out God, God's name for your spouse's name, and you'd have a typical love song, and so people come in, and they're singing these little love songs to God, and they're like, okay, hold it. Sounds like I'm singing to my wife, but it's God, and it's just confusing for them. Number two, a lot of worship songs wouldn't make sense to a seeker. You know, some of the words, some of the images. So sometimes explaining some of those. This song is about seeing Jesus as the Lamb that was slain. In the Old Testament, lambs were used as an offering, and Jesus became the Lamb when he died on the cross. So that imagery is used, and this song, we make use of that imagery. So a little bit of explanation for people. How are they going to handle this worship? Number three, are we forcing people to sing songs that they don't believe? You know, okay, we're going to sing this song, and everyone around you is going to sing, and it talks about our commitment and our love for God, and the person doesn't even know who God is, and it's like we're trying to get them to say something that they maybe don't believe. Is that good? What works with seekers? Number one, give seekers permission just to listen. Okay, you might be new to this church. You might be new to the faith. You might be just checking out church, checking out God. And we're going to be singing our praise. It comes from our heart. We really believe it. Maybe you don't yet. Feel free to sing along with us if you'd like. Or if you want to just sit and listen and sort of see what it is we do, feel free to do that too. Number two, sing some fun songs. New people come in and they see everyone having fun and they get in on it too. Number three, keep singing time reasonable. If you have a service where there's 45 minutes, an hour of singing, the new person comes and it's like, okay, 45, 50 hour of stuff I don't know. I don't know these songs. I can't relate to it. So sometimes what you can do is have a pre-service hymn sing. I mean, you sing a bunch of songs. You want to really sing out to the Lord. We come, and then our church service starts, and then we sing just maybe a few. Number four, let people sit if they need to or want to. Sometimes I know in our church we stand through the whole time, and some people just can't do that. Teach seekers songs, parts, guitar, piano. Create a culture of music at your church. Hey, you're new to our church, but we want you to catch up. Here's the CDs. Here's the practice. Here's the praise nights. Come, listen, be a part of it. Join the guitar class. Join the part singing class. And people relatively quickly will sort of catch on to the music of your church. And finally, take your worship team to the public square. How do you get your music outside the walls? Go to a park. Our worship band just played in our park in our little town. Outside, it was, you know, under some lights, and it was a great time, and the sound goes out all over the park. Or have a church service outside. We're right in the town square. There's a grocery store. The post office actually is inside our building. And so when we have an outside service, it's like letting the whole community hear our praise. We've sung in the mall at times where the mall will give you permission to set up and you just sing right there in the mall. Public concert at a public venue like at the high school. We've sung sometimes at the high school when we invited the whole community and people are more likely to come to the high school venue than maybe your church service. Do something for Christmas. I'm going to post some of those as part of this class too. We have a big, huge Christmas concert every year and people over the years have gotten to know it and people are willing to check out church and maybe be a part of it at Christmas time, and so why not take advantage of that? So, you know, trying to figure out creative ways that you can sort of get your music from the inside of the church outside the church. Tapes, give your people things that they can give people. Hey, this is what our worship is like. This is the new song that we came up with. Or point people to the website. Any way that we can sort of get our music to the people around us.